Guru Baba, So, really, I'm asking you to say a few words. I feel very, very unqualified. That's a large assembly of wonderful, learned, and advanced vice members. But I know that you can find me and to some power that I see is unqualified to really remember the for my own purification. So, the glories of Mahaprabhu actually is who can understand that maybe one who has followed all of Mahaprabhu's orders, who has sincerely dedicated himself to trying to follow the examples of all of his predecessors, and of all of his disciples and followers, he can truly understand Mahaprabhu's teaching, why he has come. For someone who has no sincerity, who hasn't tried to follow all those things, taking it to his heart, really wants me to say. So I feel very unqualified, and really I can't speak anything on this matter. But something that I've heard, I'll try to speak at the same time, pray that those things can come into my heart, and I can follow them as well. So, Mahaprabhu's reason for coming into this, advancing into this world, is to live that lifestyle to speak on. There's many reasons Mahaprabhu coming, we bring the Bhagavad Gita, the reasons for Krishna's descent, Gedaya Dati Paramasya, Naja Namasya Maharaja, Parisa Naya Sahasanam, Yinasa, Yudhishatam. But really, these are all secondary reasons to come into this world in order to purify this world from very simple verses, demoniac verses, and to protect the Sahasanam. This is the reason of the descent. So Mahaprabhu's reason for descent, that his descent is much higher than this, to fulfill a much greater purpose than this. For it says, Anarjita Sidin Sarasam Nara Yasin Nakshadam Samarthayam Unata Utpadasam Pavakam Kishriyam. Mahaprabhu has come into the world, he has seen that some of the other avatars before this have come. Lord Ramakrishna came, and he showed Marjata Purushottam, so was the proper etiquette for all human beings that set an example came into this world. So we see what happened at the end of Ramakrishna's Leela. When Vajranan in the kingdom of Ayodhya, he saw that Rama, he was taking Sita back from Lanka and Ravana. Actually, Sita, he was going to have some false impression that she was impure. Therefore, he became criticized Lord Ramachandra. So even after all this work, there are still people criticizing Lord Ramachandra. And also, Krishna, Bhagavan, the other Buddhist of Krishna, has also come into this world. Anugrahaya Bhaktana, Manusandeha Mahasita. He has come into this world to perform Leela in such a wonderful fashion. Anyone who sees him will become absorbed in his ego. Anyone who hears him will become absorbed in his ego. But still, we see even after Krishna's pastime, there are still people who are saying, Krishna, he came into this world, he associated with the Gopis who were his wives, his religious connection, and people began to blaspheme this way, and then began to see, incur many sinful reactions. So, Bhagavan again, and then there's another reason for my head to show the Buddha's control of Krishna. What is his supremacy? How was the love of human devotees to Narayana Krishna is so much higher than the material lust in this world. That love is so paramount. So for this reason he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only to show the world what the love of the devotees, what the love of Narayana is, but also to as much as he can to give that love to all the devotees. Actually, this is the only way that we can be with the liberation. Never again. So the second stanza, I take from the Sekhani Mahaprabhu comes in this world, it's called Atekhani Yavishkam. That means this world is completely devoid of consciousness. In his comic, his name is Krishna Sekhani. That means the giver of Krishna consciousness. So someone can ask, how will he say, this world is devoid of consciousness? It's only the entity of somebody gave us. Well, actually, the division of these jivas, we can all see in the Dharma, their consciousness is somewhat covered, a different extent. So we can say, oh, I'm very conscious, all these living entities are consciousness. Their consciousness is covered to such an extent that they are almost like unconscious beings. That means they are completely in illusion and think that something is real is actually false, and that what is false is real. So Mahaprabhu is the Sekhani that has come to give his fallen souls who have no sense of direction, consciousness. That's why he is the Sri Sekhani. What is his consciousness? Well, Bhagavad Gita, he has given his own love, he has come in the Buddha Brahma Raja. taking up the heart and sentiment of Srimad Jagarani is not from. It's as much as possible to give all the Jesus this love of Radharani in the form of Radha Nila, Radha Nila Bhakti. So, although he has come, I won't get into the detail, and to experience the three opportunities and to experience the bhava, the happiness of Srimad Radharani. I won't go into the not to qualify, taking up so much time already, but I finished the Gurudev, following the Lord Vaishnava, that the real reason for Mahaprabhu coming is real glory and to be manifested in my heart and country. Follow them very sincerely.
Here in the daughter, you're hearing about them everywhere on Rajamundo.
வணக்கம். அந்த
You are satisfied, and you're going to be satisfied with all this development. You're lucky to hear. But it still is not understand the love that everybody is going to have for him. What she felt for him, the beauty that she sees for him, then he could not understand. He was wanting so much to understand why it is that she seems to have experienced so much more love and affection. And he is association that he dwells with her. He is a great enjoyer. How is it that she experiences so much more greater than him himself? He wants to understand what is that that she can take. He wanted to go into the source to experience that. But when he comes, he was thinking, I could come to any time. Usually the yoga avatar comes at the end of the age. But because of the prayer that they discharged, changing the throne that was chosen by Vaikuntha, he thought, well, I better go now. He was praying so for the Roman throne, and then he was tipping the throne. So they came at the beginning of Kali Yuga, instead of the end of the age when the avatar should have come. And the fourth reason, which is so important, which is the reason why we are in this line, especially on Mahaprabhu's family to give the service to that beautiful love she was providing the rest of Pushy Krishna, to give the service of that love to all conditioned souls as well, so that it comes. He is so merciful. He is called as much as a father. In fact, the Chitta Mahaprabhu, Lord Hindamunda, and the Vaishnavas, they are equally searching out the most fallen souls, looking for who. Someone like myself, someone like a couple of years here, looking for the most fallen person, and just to show and demonstrate his glory of how merciful he is, how great, and how beautiful that love and affection is spiritual level. I'm really not a qualified person at all. My good day president didn't hear much of this. I feel actually very embarrassed. But somehow by good day investing in the principle of Vaishnavas, we may be able to invite these things or legends into our hearts. And one day live up to the expectation of the Shrimad Bhagavatam, and what Mahaprabhu has come to give all of our quality and just watch this one.
Gracias.
अपने कर्मों को
और भी
धरती तल पर अवधि होकर समस्त लोगों को कर्मों का आनंद नहीं कर पाए उतना स्वास्थ्य ग्रहण करने के लिए उनकी मान्य वर्णन करते हैं कि प्रेम रस में करी जाने वाला रामकुमार के लोग करी जनकार
इनके भावों को कैसे प्राप्त किया जा सकता है राजमार्ग को इन्होंने आचरण करके और रूपी के अंदर में प्रेरणा लेकर और उन्होंने उत्तर से बनी और फिर से तो आज ग्रंथों के माध्यम से जगह इनके संबंध में तो बहुत कुछ कहना है किंतु इनकी शिक्षा है तो तीन श्लोक है। पहला आज जो भगवान बजे बताया उसका कानून का करना कार्य उपासना मधुबर पर शिव भगवान प्रेम को कृष्ण भजन निरंतर जानकों पर राधा का सराहना कृष्ण ही हमारे आराधक और जिस प्रकार से विस्तार से ये वृंदावन भी वही हमारा और जितनी भी उपासनाएं हैं जितने प्रकार की उन्हें गोपियों की आराधना करने से इस विषय में श्रीमद् भागवत प्रमाण है उपास के भाव और यही यही करना महाप्रभु का की शिक्षा है चिंतन करो और उनके विधान का चिंतन करो वृंदावन में रहो वृंदावन में नहीं जा सको तो जहाँ भी रहो वृंदावन मैं लगा करके मन कि मैं वृंदावन में ही हूँ और दो महीनों में आनुगत्य में इस भाव को महाप्रभु के जो अनुरागी भक्त है उनके कारण में रूपा दो महीनों में उनके अनुबंध कारण नहीं इस प्रकार से अपना सामान बताएंगे और एक भक्ति मतलब साधु का मोल कार्य करो हम नारे भावक सत्कर्म करेंगे पर हम कर्म सकते हिसाब से हम सचिव की राय है उनकी तटस्था शक्ति दुख शक्ति से जीव निकले पतंग कुछ बसली कुछ मौत बसली में संसार में दुख भोग कर रहे हैं गुरु वैष्णव का अनुसंध करके पुनः कृष्ण की सेवा प्राप्त करके मुक्त और दूसरे जो मुक्त है वो जिस प्रकार कोई वैकुंठ में कोई उसके ऊपर में राम के लोक में कोई मथुरा में कोई द्वारका में कोई कहीं कोई वृंदावन में सेवा वो इस प्रकार से सेवा करते हैं और प्रकार ये जीव भी भूमि से निकले हैं और संसार भी उन्हीं की माया से निकला है इसलिए कृष्ण से उसका नहीं है, जीव ब्रह्म नहीं है, जगत ब्रह्म नहीं है, किंतु बिना कृष्ण के इसकी सत्ता नहीं ब्रह्म है, इसलिए कृष्ण के साथ अभेद है, अभेद है। शास्त्रों में ऐसा ही निर्णय किया है, बिना वेद प्रकाश सफल बने साधन उत्तम कृष्ण को पाने के लिए उत्तम अक्षिणी जो महाप्रभु जी ने बताया है वही विशेष करके राजा जी का भक्ति ही साधन और साधन का फल कृष्ण प्रेम है वो प्रेम सात सप्त बाल सत्तर और मधु इनमें मधु सत्य श्रेष्ठ है महाप्रभु के भक्त की लाइन में आने वाले लोग उन लोगों का जीवन का उद्देश्य यही रखा है यही चिंता है महाप्रभु जी ने सबसे
Therefore, we are fortunate for the last 12 days we are performing Brahmana Purikrama. By the grace of Sri Guru Maharaj, we have experienced no problem. We have known the main past manifestations of Sri Krishna, including Vihavan, Ramadan, Devan, Bhagavan, Sahavan. And tomorrow we go to Govinda, and on the way we go to forests like Bhagavan, Prakadam, which is a main place of our Gaudiya Sampradaya, and Chandra Sarovar. Therefore, we have heard from different speakers about the reason of Krishna's divine appearance and the instructions which he gave us. So the essence of it is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself. It is he who inspired the heart of Guru Goswami with his teaching. Therefore, the Goswamis have explained what is Rajatmika Bhakti, or the prayer in the heart of the eternal presence of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process by his own behavior, gave an example of how to achieve it. Mahaprabhu inspired the heart of devotees like Sri Guru Goswami, who gave the process of the attainment of the Rajasthik Bhakti in his books by Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Sri Uttaradila Mani. There are three main verses which completely encapsulate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arya Bhagavan, Rajesh Sanel, Adama Vrindavan, Raja Kuchi Kupasana, Dasmuri, Vajani Dasampati, Shina Bharatam, Purana Bhavan, Ramon Purana Bhavan, Shishasana Mahaprabhu, Matavadam, Sarasaraso, Naparaha. That means, Arya Bhagavan, we worship Bhagavan. Which Bhagavan? Rajesh Sanel. That Krishna who is the son of Siddhanta Bhagavan. Yet that Krishna, that Bhagavan, that Bhagavanta, is our Bhagavan, or our worshipful deity. Sadhama Vrindavan, as he is worshipful, then Sri Vrindavan is also worshipful. The whole heart is first in Krishna, which is the Swatmak, Raja Kuchin, Pasana, Rajmuni. Body and the Atomic. The words from the Gopi and Brahmana is the Swatmak. And one of the evidence for this, Srimad Bhagavatam has established the Golden Dynasty of Paichiya Bala. Whose opinion is this? Is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, do not accept another opinion. The second verse describing the process is requesting Rupa Goswami, Sadhana Rupa Sarasadi, Kitanamya, Vidyokrame, Nagasana, Madhasini Yojan, Sistan Kodaya, Sanamgari, Janamgami, Varanaya, Chilamati, Kodesha Sala. The essence of all the instructions of Mahaprabhu is this, Sadhana Rupa Sarasadi, Kitanamya. One who loudly says the name, form, body, heart, and Krishna, and speak your, and one should remember the pastimes of Krishna while chanting the name, very loudly. One should stand by the Dharmarani, one should reside in Brahmanga. If one is not so fortunate to reside in Vrindavan, there wherever one may be situated, one should always see that I am residing there by mind. Another Gandhi, another Gandhi. And one should stay under the anugatya, or the guidance of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And under the guidance of Mahaprabhu, one should follow the path of the associates in whom the group one desires to perform service to Krishna. Is the essence of all that is advice and instruction. These first two are attainable in the description of Krishna according to Rasa Vichara, or conception of Krishna according to the knowledge which are achieved in his service. But the third verse, compiled by Sri Chakra Bhakti Guru, describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teaching according to Rasa Vichara, or by numerous statements of the scriptures. Amnaya Saharasa Pampadim Padmam Saharasa Pimrasa Pimrasa. Veda Veda Sarve Kaminam Sancha Yvan Prakriti Kavadasam Padmamukhyam Sabare Veda Veda Prakasa Samagri Sadhanam Sadhavati Sadhyosa Shriti Vishnati Gaura Chandra Vayam Kumar. There Sri Sakha Bhaktivinoda said, Amaya Saha, the root of all evidence is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is given the complete description of Krishna, Sattva, describing his name form, quality, pastime. There the Bhagavatam has boldly said, Sri Krishna alone is the original form of the Supreme Lord. He is Parasattva. And other incarnations like Ram, Sridhar, Matsya, Buddha, Matsya, Varaha, Vishnu, Uddhavayan, are nothing else but his incarnation, Nirasas, or expansion. That Sri Krishna himself is Sarva Shakti Manam. He is possessed of unlimited qualities. Among those qualities, three are named: the internal quality, the Sattva Shakti, the marginal quality from which the Jivas emanate, and lastly, Maya Shakti, the guardian, the energies of Sri Krishna, and he is the possessor of them. Veda Veda Kasam, Sakami, Sakamapi, Sadam Sudavartin, there are three types of Jivas that emanate from the Sapta Shakti. Some are then henceforth bound by the material energy Maya, and others are degraded. Those who are bound can achieve liberation by sadhana sadhavati and by the performance of sadhavati. Among them, some are eternal residents of the spiritual world. According to the various types of sila, with which they were performed, they achieved their respective destinations of Vaikuntha, Ramloka, Mathura, or Vrajamandala. Thus, some people are captured by Maya, some are liberated. But whether the Jiva or Maya, without Sri Krishna, they have no separate existence. Therefore, Maya is also one of the enemies of the Lord. Therefore, all the enemies of Krishna are Veda, Veda, Prakasam. The Jiva and Maya and the Anjurga Shakti are simultaneously not different from Krishna, or at the same time, are entirely different. That is our philosophy. Chitta Veda, Veda, Prakasam. Krishna is simultaneously one with and different from his variegated enemies. And lastly, what is the process? Rāga Bhakti, or devotion which follows the precepts of the eternal residents of Vrajamandala, that Rāga Bhakti is our sadhana for our sadhana. And our goal for our sadhana is nothing else but prema. That Rāga brings the five types, Sandhadasya, Sadhya, Vrāsadhya, or Madhura. Of these, Madhura, or the moon of the gopis, is the top one. And the Lord Krishna is the man who is the man. This is the man who is the man who is
the man who is the man who is the man who is the man who is the man who is the man who is the man who is the man who is the उस पर हमारी गुंजाइश कर सके नदियों का जल बहुत निर्मल है इस नदी करके बड़ी प्रसन्न और मंदिर से ऊपर देखा पृथ्वी तो पहले से ही है वर्तमान है और उसमें राम इत्यादि बहुत से अवतार आए और उनके चरणों का स्पर्श हाथों का स्पर्श किसी का स्पर्श आदमी पृथ्वी को हुआ है इसलिए आज तो भाग्यवती तो है पृथ्वी है किंतु आज आपके चरणों से पते के लिए कर रहे अपने लिए नहीं कर रहे है तो कुछ नहीं कर ले सकी किंतु अपने बड़े भाई को सम्मान देते हुए अपनी महिला बड़े भाई के मस्तक पे कर रहे हैं आपके आज कम कमलों का स्पर्श पृथ्वी धन्य हो गई और कर्म संभाग्य आज घाटों के माध्यम से इसको रोमांच हो रहा है समझ सकते हैं कुल दोनों चरणों के स्पर्श से लता और फूल आज आपके हाथों के स्पर्श से और नदी पर्वत पशु पक्ष आपके करुणा पूर्वक दृष्टि से तथा ब्रज की गोपियां आपकी कुछ लताओं का आलिंगन करके जिसके लिए लक्ष्मी की प्राप्ति है प्राप्त होकर के धन्य हो गए इसका विशेष अर्थ बदलता है सनातन इस प्रकार से पहले साधारण रूप में के पक्षियों पशुओं गायों बछड़ों वायुओं इत्यादि का वर्णन किया और उनका महात्मा वर्णन करके पक्ष भगवान अपना अभिष्ट क्या है इसको वर्णन कर रहे हैं। संबंध में ये सब चीजें जो कहेंगे इनको बलराम जी को संभाल देते हुए उनके माध्यम से सब लोगों को पा रहे हैं। पर महाराज जी एक ही श्लोक में नाम सहित संक्षेप ने सबके पक्ष को भाग रखा था कृष्ण को गौंद अवस्था में वो पालन करते करते हुए वृंदावन में बिना छुट्टी बिना खाता फसल वो चालू करते होंगे। ऐसा कोई वृंदावन में सामने ही है बचने स्थानीय है चौराही को जहाँ से सरकार चाहते बच्चों के साथ में और अपने प्यारी लोगों के साथ भी कोई होनी की जाती है। वृंदावन का ब्रज का ऐसा कोई दृश्य नहीं जहाँ प्रसिद्ध है गोपियों के साथ में ना कथाओं के साथ में कोई लीला है समस्त उनकी चरण भूमि है। हम लोग का पावन सौभाग्य है ऐसे वृंदावन की दूरी बिना प्रयास के हम लोगों को प्राप्त हो रहा है। वृंदावन को सौभाग्य को सुखता को वर्णन करने की महिमा बतला रहे क्योंकि खुद कहेंगे हमारे लिए वृंदावन धन्य हो रहा है ये लज्जा की बात है। इसलिए अपना दल का करके बलदेव जी के सपूत के बहाने पढ़ने लगे धन्य हाथी को आगा भी प्राप्त है सिद्धि के प्रारंभ के लिए तथा आपकी विचित्र की रुचि वैभव प्रकार और नाम इत्यादि द्वारा पृथ्वी पर जो विचरण किए पृथ्वी को उसका चरण पत्र स्पर्श हुआ पराग के रूप में रणदात्र ने पृथ्वी को अपने दातों प्रदान करके दिया है। और भगवान का ये शेर स्वरूप अपने सिर पर पृथ्वी को धारण किए रहते हैं किंतु इतना सौभाग्यवान होते हुए पृथ्वी आज ही सौभाग्यवती की शेष है अर्थात शरीर करने से आज भक्ति लक्षण धर्म से युक्त के वृंदावन नाम हो गया जो आएगा इस ब्रिज में एक आदमी यदि रहेगा तो उसको भक्ति हो जाएगी ऐसा वृंदावन है क्योंकि भक्ति लक्षणा धर्म को ही समझा जाता है। धर्म मैंने क्या भक्ति ही एकमात्र धर्म है और सब जो नामात्र के लिए धर्म है वो नश्वर धर्म है। इसलिए वृंदावन में आने पर ये भूमि प्रेमा भक्ति को दे दी है। और भी कहते हैं पृथ्वी के प्रेम गुरु इत्यादि स्वर्ग के नहीं पृथ्वी में भी और जगह नहीं वृंदावन के ब्रज के ही तीर्ण और गुरु बताए वृक्ष और पक्षी विशेष करने स्वर्ग के लिए नहीं क्योंकि उन्होंने मथुरा में जन्म दिया और नंद ब्रज में गोचारण करते हुए आपके चरण कमलों का पृथ्वी ने स्पर्श पाया इसलिए वो कुटी को रोमांच को लेंगे आंखों से अंकुश करने रघुनाथ
कहने का अवसर मिलेगा। रघुनाथ जी श्री रामचंद्र जी अर्जुन क्या कहेंगे के समान बीमार हो गया
का वर्णन करके समानुसार होना चाहिए। किंतु ये स्पष्ट का वर्णन
खुफियों का सौभाग्य का वर्णन कर रहे हैं। खुफिया क्या क्या होता है? राज्य जाने कृष्ण उनके गले में अपना हाथ देकर के और मानो कई खुफिया हमें सोचा दें इस बार नाम्रे खुफियों के गले से लगाते हैं। लक्ष्मी जी को ये तक प्राप्त नहीं हुआ और किसी को रामचंद्र की शिक्षा में शिक्षा इत्यादि को भी ये सौभाग्य प्राप्त नहीं हुआ। ये गोपियां स्पष्ट रूप से गोपियों का सौभाग्य वृंदावन में वृंदावन में गोपियों के लिए ही धन्य है। यहाँ पर ये गोपियां लक्ष्मी भी ये सौभाग्य की कामना करती है, उन्हें प्राप्त नहीं होता है जो गोपियों को होता है। इसलिए आज आपके चरणों के पद से पत्नी धन्य हो गए।
As Krishna is going celebrating with Balarama and the cowherds, seeing the beauty of Vrindavan, he becomes absorbed by Rajamandala. The tricky boys are down on full proof, therefore they are bowing down like great personalities. The Krishna are ready to contribute like love and many people are coming around the place. The world of Vrindavan is very short. Therefore, the earliest person is the beginning of creation by the Swami. Therefore, the earth has taken many such connections with many different incarnations. My young Purushottam, Sri Ram, also walked on this very earth planet. With his feet, he touched the earth, and with his hands, he touched the different trees and plants and places. Therefore, the earth is most fortunate. Here, Krishna is glorifying Balarama. Oh, Balarama, seeing you, every soul has become ecstatic and fortunate. Therefore, here, even though actually everything is for Krishna, Krishna is giving respect to his three brothers. Oh, Balarama, given the time that you are going to see, this earth planet has become extremely fortunate. Just see her ecstasy. All the grass and shrubs are like her hair standing on end. And all the trees, animals, and people are enlivened by her wonderful learning. Oh, Mother Devi, even the gopis and lakshmis can sit in the large portion to be embraced by your people like ours. If a Krishna is revealing his own intentions for this praise, by speaking to Balarama. Because Krishna, even though speaking by himself, is very desired for giving so much respect towards these three brothers. But actually everything is for him. So Balarama, this Krishna and all the Vrindavasis, the moving and non-moving entities, have become fortunate by your merciful glance. Therefore, this is Krishna's Amaranda Lila, middle age. Like 7 to 9. Therefore, that night when Krishna is in the forest, he has no shoes, no umbrella. And everywhere in Rajamandala, he performs his pastime. All the trees of Rajamandala have been touched by his hands, and some leela has been performed there. Every single dance of Vrindavan has personally touched Krishna's lotus feet. And how many questions we ask, without any endeavor at all, we have attained that same dust of Brahmanoda. Then about Krishna is not speaking for himself directly. He because the true soul would be very proud and shameful in them.
Work together so get your heart properly, untrue, so that nothing will fall off. And then here I am in God's arms, as one look after your luggage, so that is when he has experienced that luggage disappear unless you look after that properly. So when you and I, we want to add you to your places in the Shabbat, that is, places that we arrange. The boys will be working very hard so that everyone will be satisfied. We need us for about 17 days. So, if the invitation is tomorrow, we will take some time, but you will get a proper facility and place, everyone. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.